Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an illuminating teaching titled The Parable of the Mustard Seed under the general theme, Understanding the Parables of Jesus, gleaned from Matthew 13, 31. Yesterday, he spoke about the potential of people in the kingdom of heaven. Today, he speaks about the potential of the seed. Let's join in.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Now, this is the end of Jesus. We have looked at his beginning. Let's look at his end. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him. It didn't say a human being. It didn't say the government. It didn't say a political party. It didn't say your wife. It didn't say your husband. It said God. I want you to believe that God can exalt you. And giving him a name which is above every name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. That's why I said the lesson of this parable is about what? Potential. Once we are in the kingdom of heaven, we carry great potential. So number one, it talks about the potential of the people. That's why it says it's like a grain of mustard seed which a man took. Number two, it talks about the potential of things in the kingdom. And then it talks about the seed, that the seed grew. So in the story, the man was able to make a big farm. And in the story, a seed, small seed also grew and became a tree. So I want you to know something. That seed represents anything that we are doing. Do you understand me? Because that's not a human being. That's something. Anything that we are doing, it has the potential to become huge. But you see, you must believe it. If you are in business, don't think about a tabletop business. Jesus said, a business or a seed in the kingdom can become the greatest. If only you can believe it, it can become the greatest. So if you think about your finances, you see, think of yourself as me. I'm going to be a millionaire. That's how you must be thinking. You may not have it, but you must begin to believe that that's what you will become. Tell your neighbor, my neighbor, I'm going to be a millionaire. Have you thought about it before? If you have never thought about it, you can never become. Whatever you have not thought, you cannot become. Because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You went to school because you thought about it. You married because you thought about it. You are here this morning because you thought about it. Anything you don't think about, you don't become. Tell your neighbor, a dollar millionaire, not CD one. Tell your neighbor, that's what I'm aiming for, a dollar one. Put your hands together for Jesus. Any seed, anything, it has the ability. Potential. When I was a student, I used to buy second-hand tires too. Fix on my car. Then one day, I was driving. But Mikra, why do I buy second-hand tires? I said to myself, from today, no more second-hand tire. Because I'll buy the second-hand tire, I'll drive for 2 weeks. So at that point, I said, no. For a man in the kingdom like me, I cannot be using this type of tires. So I told God, I said, from today, I buy only brand new tires. When I was buying the first one, it was like somebody was extracting my blood. But after I bought it, from today to today, only brand new tires. The kingdom of heaven. So some of you are stuck with those second-hand tires because you have not read the scripture. Every business can become great. A weak student can become a good student. If you read the book, Gifted Hands, by Carson. Carson is a neurosurgeon in America. He wrote a book, Gifted Hand. His mother was a single mother. They were very poor. In class, he was always last. Carson, anything they write, he doesn't understand. Then one day, he started believing that, listen, I can learn. I can make it. He said, when he started believing, he started reading. He said, when he started reading, he discovered that, when I read, I understand. From a very poor background, from a very rough neighborhood, he went up. He became a neurosurgeon. It's called Gifted Hands. So don't look at the people selling granite in your area and say, I'm going to be a granite seller. Listen, you can be a neurosurgeon. The human being can become great. The thing itself can become great. A church can become great. A business can become great. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first one is about the potential of the people in the kingdom and of the things in the kingdom. That every person can become very great. And then anything from a business to whatever can also become very great. You know, this church can become very great. Your job can become very great. It starts with a belief. The second thing I want to talk about the process. That's what the process. So the first one is the potential. This one is the process. So what do you do to unlock this potential? Number one, you must take the word of God and plant it in your heart. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took. And Jesus said, the seed is the word. If you take your background, you will lose hope. If you take your family, you will lose hope. If you take the economy, you will lose hope. If you take your dreams, some of us have taken only our dreams. You feel that you are the most cursed person on earth. Because in your dream, you saw a rat sipping coke and eating ice cream with bread. And it was a rat. And something told you, you are that rat. Ask your neighbor, what are you taking? You see, to unlock this potential, we must take the seed of God's word in its raw form. Tell somebody, raw form. You can take God's word and add something to it, but that's what the devil did. He added something to God's word. So when I say that you can be a millionaire, you can visit and say, you see, but if you come from a good background, you can talk like that. You see, you are not taking the word of God in its raw form. God said, I will bless you and you shall become great. He says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. In his raw form, nothing was added to it. And the verse didn't say, and when you don't have curses in your family, then this will happen. Then if you are educated, then this will happen. No, in his raw form. Look, I always say the best people to preach and teach marriage counseling is those who are not married. Because those who are not married, they will give you married principles in its raw form. Those who are married, they will bring their bad experiences and add it and dilute it. No wonder God made somebody who is not married poor, write about marriage so that you can take it in its raw form. You see, the word of God, it shows you who you are supposed to be when you are in the kingdom. That's why you must take it. Don't take what people are saying. Don't take the country you are in. Don't take your experience. Don't take the bad things you have been through. If you take the bad things you have been through, you can't move forward again. You will be stuck. Because the bitterness and the frustration and the anger alone will let you be rooted to the spot. What this man took was not his background. He took the seed of God's word. That's what we must take and plant it in our heart. Abraham's life started at 75. There was a writing I saw once. Your age is from 1 to 10, it means this. 20 to 30, it means this. He said, when you are 40, you don't have money, forget it. It's over. You see, these are things that the world has written. But the last time I checked my Bible, when God started using Abraham, he was 75 years old. 75 years old. Ask your neighbor, how old are you? 39 and you have lost hope. You are not taking the word in its raw form. That's why you are talking like that. You are believing God for healing. Take it in its raw form. If you start thinking about medical reports and what doctors are saying and how many people have died and how your mother died from cancer, listen, you cannot even continue. I like Psalm 19. It talks about God's word. It says in verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So here the Bible says that one thing that God's word does is that it changes your soul, your inner being, your beliefs, your thinking, your emotions, your spirit, the way what you think about yourself, the promises of God. It changes everything inside you when you take it. It changes you completely. Some of us, 50 years old, the devil is telling you, oh, your time is over. Just relax. The cemetery is waiting for you. Just relax.
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that in the kingdom, our seed or anything that we are doing has the potential to be great. But to see this to come to pass, we must read the word of God and plant it in our hearts. Join us again tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Somebody says, mind-blowing testimony during the lockdown period. There's something wrong with my sound. Whether there's an echo or something, but there's something definitely wrong with it. He says, about 2 weeks before the national COVID lockdown, I came to see for prayer because I was being laid off at work. At that time, I owed the bank. My rent was due. I had no savings because I channeled all my resources into my building project. You prayed for me. After you prayed, initially nothing happened. Then I planned to relocate to the village and return when the lockdown was lifted. I just had 5 days for my rent to expire, and then the miracle started. Firstly, through some divine means, a friend of mine was able to secure for me a free 3-bedroom gated house. And it was free. I did not know the owner of this house from anywhere. It was a big testimony. A total stranger blessed me with a free house, far bigger and nicer than where I used to live. May you receive some free things.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakrabading titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.